About a week ago, that there was a shaila that came up of a person who was going to be traveling and therefore missing an entire night of Chanukah, and what he should do about lighting on the airplane. And we went through a tshuva of Rav Asher Weiss on that topic. And at the very end of the shiur, I mentioned that Rabbi Willig just pointed out that if you have tickets to travel at such a time, you have to change the tickets. And even if it's going to cost you hundreds of dollars to change the tickets, the halacha is that you have to be mivazis kol mamono, you have to be mochik susa, so you have to do whatever you can in order to be able to light Neros Chanukah. Even if it's going to come at a very great expense, even if it's going to be more than Chumash Nechasav, that's what you have to do in order to be Mekayim in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So I got a tshuva from my brother where he wanted to argue that it's not so pashut that you have to do that. So maybe we'll talk about that a little bit. Is it so pashut that a person has to change their travel plans in order to, at great, great expense, in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? So one thing is clear. If you're traveling and you have family at home and they're going to be lighting at home, then for sure you don't have to change your plans. That's the halacha that a person is yotzei when his wife lights for him at home. That's for sure he's yotzei the mitzvah. So much so that the shaila comes up, a person has their wife lighting for them on the first night of Chanukah, so they want to know on the second night of Chanukah, should they or should they not recite a Shachianu when they light Neros Chanukah? So Mishnah Berurah quotes a suffix about this. I asked Rav Shechter Shlita this morning and he said that he thought it was a suffix brachos Lahakel, that you shouldn't even recite a Birchas Shachianu when you're lighting on the second night if your wife already lit for you on the first night. You got the mitzvah on the first night. The only tzad to say you would say a Shachianu if you hold that a Shachianu is a Birchas Haroah of some sort. But if you assume that a Shachianu relates to the mitzvah, you already were Mekayim the mitzvah. So that's a Dover Pashut. Just like the Shulchan Aruch says by Nachsenai in Tafrei Shayin Zayin, Sif Aleph, that when they're not Madlik and Olav Bebeso, then he's Mishtativ Priti. Then he gives some money to the Balabayas, but Mishnah Berurah says, but if Madlik and Lov Bebeso, he's Yotzei. He doesn't need to be Mishtativ Pruta. That's not necessary. He's already Yotzei the mitzvah. The Shaila that we're dealing with is the whole family's going on a trip, so there is nobody Bebeso to light. So do you have to spend all that money to change the tickets? So L'chora, the idea that you have to be Mocher Ksusa from Mitzvah Chanukah, that's Mufurish in Shulchan Aruch and Tafrei Shayin Aleph, the Rambam in the fourth barak of Hilchos Chanukah Halacha Yud Beis. But that may be if someone is only chayiv in the mitzvah, so that's how far you have to go in order to acquire oil to fulfill your chayiv, in order to purchase an heir to fulfill your chayiv. But is it so pashut that if a person is not in a situation where he's chayiv in the mitzvah, that he also has to spend all of his money in order to become chayiv in the mitzvah? Meaning, maybe a person who doesn't have a bias, a person who is homeless, is not chayiv in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah Bechlal, because he doesn't have a bias, and memela, if he's not chayiv in the mitzvah, so maybe there is no chayiv to spend all of his money to buy a bias. Meaning, mashal ma'adav adoma, by most other mitzvahs, there's a chayiv to spend up until chomesh nechasav in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. So let's say a person has a house and he doesn't have a mezuzah. How much does he have to spend on the mezuzah? Up until chomesh nechasav, he should spend on mezuzah. Okay, good, but what if a person doesn't own a house? Is he obligated to spend chomesh nechasav on a house in order that he be chayiv in mezuzah, not as pashut? So there is a discussion, what about a traveler on Ner Chanukah? So how do we view the person who's on the plane? Do we view him as someone who has a chiyuv, but he's honest because he can't do it because it's absolutely crazy to light a candle on a plane? Or do we say no, that he has no chiyuv b'chlal? If he has no chiyuv b'chlal, maybe he doesn't have to spend all that money to create the chiyuv. So there are several rayas that are, first of all, two basic shitos and achronim on this very issue. The Marsham has a famous tshuva in Chelek Dalet Sim Kuf Mem Vav where he talks about someone who's traveling on a train and whether he has a mitzvah of Ner Chanukah on the train. And the Marsham says, yes, that he should be shalait Ner Chanukah on the train. That's enough of a bias to be chayiv in Ner Chanukah. The Archa Shulchan in Simtav Reshayin Zayin also says, as a Dover Pashut, that someone who's traveling on the Mesilos HaBarzel is chayiv in Mitzvah Ner Chanukah. Someone who's traveling on a train is chayiv in mitzvahs Ner Chanukah. L'chora, the same would apply to a plane, presuming that they're talking about, although that's debatable, presuming that they're talking about trains where a bunch of passengers are all in the same cabin and you don't have your separate room to sleep in. If you have your separate room to sleep in, so then maybe you would distinguish between a plane where you're in first class and you have a wall between you and you have a privacy and a bed that lies flat versus traveling, in sardine class where I sit. So that's questionable. Rav Moshe, Nigros Moshe, Yardei Chela Gimel, Simin Yodalit, Osei, says that a person who doesn't have a bayis is potter from mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, not mitzada ones, but he just doesn't have the tools that he needs in order to create the chiyuv, in order to generate the chiyuv to begin with. The primary raya that Rav Moshe brings is Rashi in Shabbos Chav Beis Amin Aleph, where Rashi says that someone who's traveling on a boat does not have to light. So it could be that Stam Sfina, it's impossible to light because there's a ruach, Mitzuya Shabiyam will absolutely extinguish the fire. So it could be that it's Ptur Ones. But Rav Moshe understands that no, it's not a Ptur Ones. You simply have no chiyuv because you have no bayis. In fact, the Marsham discusses that Rashi, and the Marsham says, yeah, on a boat you can't light because on a boat you don't have anything, you're not inside any structure, you're just out in the open, so that's not a bias. But a train, you're inside a train car, that would qualify as a bias. That's how the Marsham understands, which would mean that if you're on a cruise liner or something like that where you have a room, so then that would be an entirely different story. Rashi in Shabbos Tov Chaf Aleph talks about Ner Ish Ubeso, right? So Rashi says, what does the phrase Ner Ish Ubeso mean? He says, most of us translate that wrong. We translate it as a candle for each man and his house, meaning in his house. So that's what it means. Says Rashi, Ner Ish Ubeso means one candle for Ish Ubeso, for a man and his family. Beso means family. It means for his whole family. It doesn't mean his house. So some want to suggest that you see that bias is not a critical part of Ner Chanukah, because otherwise Rashi should have touched up the Gemara that it's about bias. Apparently it's not critical to have a bias. It's critical that you be an ish, that you be a person, and then you have a mitzvah, a Jewish person. Then you have a mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. The Rambam in the fourth parak of Hilchos Chanukah says that it's a mitzvah called bayis u'bayis, but that also doesn't tell you necessarily that it's about the bayis, because over there also he means family. He means that it's a mitzvah for each family to have. You don't need every member of the family to light. May ikra din. Tosos Maseches Sukkah Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph seems to imply that without a bayis there's no mitzvah whatsoever, because Tosos talks about why is it that there's a birchas haroah by Ner Chanukah and not by other mitzvahs. He says because there could be a lot of people that otherwise would never do the mitzvah, and therefore they needed to be misakin something to connect to the mitzvah with birchas haroah. Why would there be people who never do the mitzvah? Some people don't have a bayis, and without a bayis you're not chayiv in the mitzvah. Tosos says in biyadam l'kay a mitzvah sounds a little bit like it's an ones, but then Tosus compares it to mezuzah, and by mezuzah lechor it's a davar pashut, that by mezuzah if you don't have a bayis you're not chayiv in mezuzah. It's not that you're chayiv in mezuzah, it's just that there's an ones. That's what the Rambam writes in the 11th parak of Hilchos Brachos, v'yesh mitzvos she'ein on chova el adomin l'rashus kigon mezuzah umaka. There are certain mitzvos that are not really a chova in the sense that you're not born, or when you become bar mitzvah you don't have these chiyuvim. They are situations mitzvos. They become a chiyuv when you're in the right situation. Like mezuzah or makkah, you don't have to live in a house that's chayiv in mezuzah in order that you should be able to do the mezuzah, to do the mitzvah of mezuzah. You want to live all day, all your life on a boat, or you want to live all your life in a tent? So gesundheit, you can do that, and you're not going to be chayiv to be bona bayis in order to build a makkah. The question, though, is how do you define the term bayis? Even if you assume that you need a bayis, what does bayis mean? So it's most mistaver that it means that you have some sense of privacy and kvius, that you're able to be in a certain place, and you have your space in that place. So if that's the definition, then lechora a plane is not a bayis, and male a person is not even in the chiyuv to begin with. The Ran and Av Yudah Malal Pedape Riv Mesach Shabbos writes that Oreach, when he talks about an achsanya, he says Oreach afal pi she'ein lo bayis, an Oreach, even though he doesn't have a bayis, to lo tema din Ner Chanukah k'din mezuzah, to call me she'ein lo bayis potter min a mezuzah. Ner Chanukah is not like mezuzah. If you don't have a bayis, you're potter from mezuzah. But Ner Chanukah you're still chayivin. Ooh, it sounds like even if you don't have a bayis, you're chayivin Ner Chanukah. But l'chora, that's not at all what the Ran is saying. What the Ran is trying to say is that if you don't have a bayis, you have no mitzvah mezuzah, and you have no way to do the mitzvah mezuzah. If you, Ner Chanukah, if you don't have your bayis, you have a way to become part of someone else's bias. And Chazal built into the system a way to connect to a bias, but it could be that you still have a din of bias. So at the end of the day, it could be that a person who does not have a bias for that night is not chayiv in Ner Chanukah Bechlal. If he's not chayiv in Ner Chanukah Bechlal, maybe it's not so pashut that he has to spend so much money in order to put himself into the chiyuv. And this speaks to a broader question of whether a person is allowed to put himself in a situation where he's not going to be able to do the mitzvah, where he's not going to be chayiv in the mitzvah in the first place. It's akin to what the Gemara in Brachos talks about: if ichnisu peroseim derech gagus v'chatzeros v'karpifos lepatrim in a meiser, that they would bring in the peros in a certain way to get around the chayiv of meiser. It's not that they were chayiv of meiser; they weren't. They never had rias p'nei abayis, but they did so. So it doesn't reflect well on a person when a person does something to get out of the chayiv to begin with. The Rambam writes in Perek Yudal Halacha Yud Beis that mitzvah chaviva hi ad ma'od, that it's a very beloved mitzvah. So particularly this mitzvah, to get out of it, the Rambam says you have to be lizareba kedei lodia anes lahosif b'sheva chakel v'odaya lanisim shasalanu. So for one to do something that he gets out of the chiyuv, even if strictly speaking, technically he may not be mechuyav to spend all of that money, which is still debatable, but to get out of the chiyuv would seem entirely inappropriate. A lot of people seem to misunderstand exactly how this works. They think they're in Achsanai wherever they go. If you live in a city and you just happen to be at a chasana that night, that doesn't mean that you're in Achsanai at the chasana. You have a bias. Achsanai means a person who's out of the city. He's not anywhere near his home. He's traveling far away. So then, and when he's at someone else's bias, he can be Meshatim Prabhuti. But a person is just going to decide that it's more convenient for him to light somewhere else other than his home, that doesn't make him an achsanai, and that doesn't necessarily enable him in the mitzvah. I just heard this morning.
Why are we assuming that you become a lack of a bias? My mezuzah is when I move away. There's no patur. There's no tassel luminosity when I come back. I'm on a trip.
That's a shaylan of Kiv Eger.
That's the minigal. So the teretz is I'm on a trip. I should really be in my house. I have a chiv ad loka, that's my house.
That's a good argument to make. Right, meaning that I do have a bias. I have a bias, I'm just nowhere near it, so I'm not able to light. So mela I have a chiv because I have a bias. It seems that Rav Moshe didn't understand that way. It's a good taina. My brother actually raised that in this tshuva at the end. He said that someone pointed this out, but he said that clearly the hanacha of the Igros Moshe is not that way. That someone is traveling b'midbar is part of a mitzvah of Chanukah, not only because he's an onus, but that he's simply not a bar chiyuva in the mitzvah, that he's mufka from the mitzvah. A shayla that comes up: someone is in Eretz Yisrael checking out of the hotel on Sunday morning and flying back on the late flight on Sunday night. So what does such a person do? He has the hotel he's staying, he's not going to be there anymore. So l'chora, in that situation, I heard Rabbi Yisrael Reisman on my way in this morning said, l'chora, what he should do in that situation is find someone that he knows that lives in Eretz Yisrael and go to that person's house for dinner. And then he's in Achsanai at that person's house. He's nowhere near his own home back home, and he's a guest there to eat at a friend's house. And then it could be Mishtatav Pruti. And then you have the discussion in Mishabura whether when you're Mishtatav Pruti, is it better to light your own candle or better to just give some money. So Mishmura says better to light your own candle, and if a Salvechik held not only better to give money, but that's really the only way to be Mekayim the Mitzvah as an Achsanai, because that's the only way Shachs pointed out, Shem of Salvechik, that's the only way to become a Ben Habayis. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos and a great day.